In the new book, Let's Bring Back the Cocktail Edition, author Leslie Bloom introduces readers to 144 forgotten cocktails from the past, arranged alphabetically, that are due for a comeback, in her opinion. With colorful and often hilarious names, some with even more colorful origins and imaginative recipes, the cocktails will not only titillate the palate, they will stimulate the mind in many cases. Again, the name of the book is Let's Bring Back the Cocktail Edition. Leslie Bloom, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
It is a beautiful book. The old saying of you can't judge a book by its cover, but if you're going to judge a book by its cover...
Oh, yeah, please judge my book by its cover.
it's a beautiful cover. Let us talk about what got you thinking about... Well, first of all, this whole idea of let's bring back stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How did
Okay, so Let's Bring Back, it's a series of books that I do, and it started out with a general encyclopedia that celebrated hundreds of forgotten yet delightful personalities, objects, foods, cocktails, words, landmarks, and it did pretty well. I guess people are nostalgic in the way that I am, and my publisher and I expanded it into a series of topic-specific editions, and the first one is the cocktail edition. And we, as you said in your introduction, we look at more than 100 really lost historical cocktails. So you won't see a martini or a sidecar in here, but you'll see, you know, stranger things like the Runt's Ambition and the Panther's Breath.
How much of these are cocktails that we have now that have changed name, and how much of these are very original to their time and have just sadly gone by the wayside?
It's a good question. There's a combination of both. So, for instance, we have a drink in here called the Bullshot, which is sort of a Bloody Mary, except it has beef bouillon instead of tomato juice. And then you'll see another drink in here called the Red Snapper, which also looks suspiciously like a Bloody Mary, but it's the St. Regis Hotel's historical version of that, which they supposedly reconstructed in the early 1900s from a recipe from a Russian expat. So, you know, those kinds of variations on classics are definitely lurking in the book's pages. But then you're going to see a lot of other really sublime cocktails that just got lost for whatever reason, and I'm looking at one right now called the Fluffy Ruffles, which is really, it's like almost like a lime-flavored martini. It's a rum, vermouth, ice cubes, and a lemon or a lime peel for garnish, and it's delicious, and it's so hilariously named also, but it's gone. Who serves Fluffy Ruffles in their bars anymore?
Well, I wondered about that in reading some of the recipes, because some of this, I didn't even know quite what it was as far as what the alcohol was that they were calling for.
Well, yeah, for the most part, I really tried to include recipes for which the ingredients were still readily available today. So most of the drinks in the book, you know, the vast majority you can recreate just with the liquors that you can find in your local liquor store. There were some heartbreaks, though, because there were some recipes that I really wanted to include, but you just can't get the ingredients anymore. So there was one drink, for instance, it was so romantic. It was called Stars in Your Hair, and it was just so Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, but it called for a liqueur called Forbidden Fruit. And you just can't find it for love and money anymore. They stopped making it. And I even asked some bartenders here in New York City, where I am, if they could recreate the liqueur. And they looked at the original list of ingredients, and they just said that you just can't. So we couldn't include the recipe.
It's fascinating to me in looking at the various recipes in this book, 144 that I mentioned, that it doesn't seem like there's much we haven't thought of when it comes to mixing a drink. There's one in here called the May West. It's brandy, egg yolk, sugar, ice cubes, and cayenne pepper. And you have to wonder, well, how did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, people have been pretty inventive over the last century and a half with creating modern cocktails. I mean, with a cayenne pepper, you can see that it's appropriate for Mae West because she was so, you know, snappy and peppery herself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of times, you know, the ingredients will follow the namesake of of the drink, which I think is, you know, is pretty hilarious. But yeah, people have been wildly inventive, and over the years, some of the craziest ingredients have been put into to mixed drinks. I mean, like strange wormwood concoctions and biscuits and all kinds of crazy things. And so in the book, we don't just have recipes. We have, you know, historical facts and sidebars that detail, you know, the strangest ingredients used in cocktails over the years to, you know, unlikely uses for absinthe back to ancient Roman times.
Are there some cases where perhaps these have fallen off the radar simply because they were ghastly?
I tried not to include many ghastly drinks in the book, but yes, many, many traditional cocktails do not deserve a comeback. But there was one that I couldn't resist from including because it was just so hilariously ghastly, and it was called the gingivitis cocktail. I mean, that has to be the least appetizing drink name and drink in history, and it's a 1 ounce of gin, half an ounce of grenadine, and 1 teaspoon of cream, so therefore invoking all of the really repulsive aspects of gingivitis. So I couldn't resist just to show, you know, that the imagination in the past when it comes to cocktails hasn't always gone in delicious directions.
There was an income tax cocktail.
Yes, absolutely. I try to be helpful as well as palatable in this book. And so we really wanted people to have occasions. And who doesn't need a really good strong drink around the time that April 15th kicks around? So the income tax is in there. We also have a hell cocktail, which you can use when you're just basically in hell, you know, either because of taxes or because of a bad haircut or whatever. So each of the cocktails in the book has some kind of an assignment, you know, to them. So income tax, again, will assist you with the inevitable anxiety of April 15th.
And the mother-in-law.
Oh, my favorite. I have to tell your listeners that, you know, some of the drinks are really quite mischievous and naughty, and the mother-in-law was one of these drinks that when I was in an archive and I found it in 1869 recipe, I just laughed out loud. It was so funny. The ingredients simply are half old bitter ale and then half bitter ale and half old ale, and it was just so hilariously impish that I couldn't resist including it.
How do you ultimately want or see people using the volume? I mean, there is obviously an historical tone to it, but there's also, hey, let's bring these back.
Well, I think, you know, people will find their favorites, and, you know, they'll look through and they'll see, you know, ingredients that appeal to them, or they'll, you know, find an occasion to use the different cocktails based on their names. But I also hope that people will find it good reading. I mean, it's meant to be a coffee table book as well as a book that sits on your bar or with your cookbooks in your kitchen. I mean, it's cocktail history, and, you know, it's a very particular kind of social history as well. I mean, a lot of great cocktails came from great historical hotels, or, you know, were inspired by great historical incidents. And so I hope that readers will have the same experience that I had when I was researching it, and just really enjoy revisiting these different periods of time from, you know, ancient Rome until the, you know, the late 1960s through these cocktail recipes and histories.
The name of the book is Let's Bring Back the Cocktail Edition. It is published by Chronicle Books. Leslie Bloom, a great job. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It's a delight to have you on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, Let's Bring Back the Cocktail Edition, a compendium of impish, romantic, amusing, and occasionally appalling potations from bygone eras. It is published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.